Sup, y'all. You want to know the secrets? Here are the secrets. If you go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns, you can get early episodes, you can get bonus episodes, you can get super long episodes with special guests like Justin Robert Young and Hal Lublin, and many more to come. patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Secrets. Check the U.S. Census data. There has not been a baby born on September 11th in America since 2001 because we care.
We do.
We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
We got us an email all the way from the Philippines.
How long did it take to arrive?
I'm sure quite a while. You know how far that is? Franco Chin sent us an email.
I exile myself for a dad joke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate
I appreciate you doing that. It's all changing. Franco Chin sent this from the Philippines to us. This is an article, it's a recent article, but it's sort of about a universal topic that I had no idea about.
A topic that affects us all. It touches each and every one of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's something that we can all relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Hermit crabs. You know, hermit crabs, adorable hermit crabs that live in shells and wander around the beach.
No, thank God, finally.
Yeah. I had no idea how they worked. I mean, I knew what a hermit crab was.
Well, of course, it's very hard because they want to be alone.
Yeah, they're hermits. You don't find out much about them.
No. You ever tried to interview a hermit crab?
Yeah.
You try to, like, get up to the hermit crab with a mic and it's like...
Yeah. Excuse me, Mr. Crab. Excuse me, just a few comments. I'd like to find out a little bit about...
Get up. No.
Mr. Crab?
No crab.
Mr. Crab.
No English.
Mr. Crab, I know you speak English.
Nope. And I'm not crab. What? Got it. This is
I saw you walk.
This is just a regular old spiral shell that moves. This is just an ambulatory shell that can move of its own free will and accord. I can see why you would want to interview it because it is a scientific marvel. Shells don't usually do this. But they also can't talk.
We want to award you money. We want to award you money, and all we want to do is just get a comment on what it's like to be given $58,000. We got $58,000 to give to
number
you,
one,
Mr.
That's
Crab.
That's a super weird amount, and I don't know how you got to that amount. Like, it's really, like, why that's so odd. But number two, I did not enter any sweepstakes. And number three, I literally have everything I need. I'm a hermit crab. I have a shell. Unless you have, like, a better shell.
Well, you know how many shells you can buy for $58,000?
Literally none. That's not a thing. They're just here.
Guys, it's not working. It's not working at all. He's not buying any of it.
We would hate to have to come in by force there, Mr. Crab. We just want to give you a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah! Yeah, kiss on the cheek, Mr. Crab. Oh, or this this box of pizzas.
Yeah, this is
like...
We got
three pizzas in one box.
Listen, whatever it's going to take for you to come out of there, that's what we got. Whether that's good or bad, that's up to you.
Stop being such a hermit, Crab!
No, the beach used to be such a lovely place to live.
Yeah, that's when the mafia took over, evidently. No, I had no idea how hermit crabs were. I mean, I know what a hermit crab is. It's a crab that lives inside a shell.
Or a yoo-hoo can, if it's like funny and sad.
Is that a thing?
If they can't find enough shells, or if we leave too much garbage, and there are shells, but the garbage are, like, it's bigger, roomier,
and
nicer
and tastes a little chocolatey.
They'll just live in it.
Yeah.
So it's
if you have a choice between shell and like little chocolate residue in a plastic bottle.
It's like the difference between a craftsman home and like
A candy home.
And like really like set up with like aluminum siding, like a tract house, you know?
I see.
Like you move into a subdivision and everything looks the same. That's what it is. Like the Yoo-Hoo can, is it less beautiful? Sure. Is there less upkeep involved? Absolutely.
Wow, yeah. You really got the trade-offs.
Yeah.
You got your trade-offs as you're a hermit crab. Well, I had no idea that that was the kind of thing. I didn't know much about hermit crabs, but this article talks about a very specific thing, and you reference it, which is shells are scarce. Some of the beaches that they live on, they crawl inside a shell. They don't create the shell. Some, you know, snails and other shelled animals create their shell. Hermit crab finds a shell, goes inside it. And the reason that they go inside the shell, Anthony, I didn't know this either.
Social anxiety.
Well, maybe a little.
That's why I'm in my shell.
Yeah, you got to really get out of your shell. Is that if they stay out in the sun, they bake. They'll literally bake in the sun. They are so ill-equipped to handle the climates that they live in that they will fry in the rays of the sun if they're not hiding in a shell?
That's dumb. You're built dumb, crabs.
No, literally they evolved and were like, eh, we should probably just crawl in here. We'll be fine if we crawl in here. And evolution literally, was like, they survived.
Literally for like the first like 20 years hermit crabs were in existence. It was a lot of crabs mating in the dark. And then baby crabs running out and just
yeah,
burning
exploding,
up,
yeah.
Just exploding. And like one crab would see like another hot crab under a shadow somewhere else and be like, yo, I gots to get me that crab. Yeah. I love her. I'm gonna go talk to her. How do I do?
Don't walk across the sunlight.
How do I do? I love you.
Yeah. And then one smart dude was like, I'm gonna crawl in here. I'm gonna crawl in here and stay in here. It's cool in here.
I think maybe it started from like a bunch of those dude crabs trying to get to that lady crab.
Yeah.
And like one of them was just like dun 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 dun. Like to different little shadows.
Every time.
And then like one of them was just like, what if I could bring the shadow with me?
Yeah. Yeah. And then his buddies were like, every time somebody walks out there, they explode into fire. But look at that weird shell crossing the fire without exploding at all.
That's right. I'm just a shell. Nobody needs to talk to me. I don't have any need for anything.
We're such gregarious creatures.
That's what we're called. We're called the gregarious crabs. The Gregorian crabs. We follow the Gregorian calendar, and we set up parties every Friday.
We're called the gregarious flammable crabs. Anyway,
that was a great Nicktoon.
Yeah, they were great.
It was amazing.
And
then over time, because they had to live in these shells, it was only like the sad, lonely crabs, the sad, lonely, smart crabs that survived.
Yeah.
And eventually, they stopped being gregarious. They stopped following the Gregorian calendar.
Yeah.
Because just like when I stay inside in the dark and like play video games for 3 days in a row, I don't know what day it is. It doesn't matter.
It's weird though that they follow the Mayan calendar now. I think that's just odd.
Yeah, and it's really funny that like every time it becomes like, oh no, the apocalypse, you like point it out to them and they're like, can't come out of the shell, don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was like another wall that we didn't read. In that pyramid. There's probably like one more wall that we didn't see.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I found it. It was more and I've reinterpreted it. Now it's like 2024. Get
it's
out of my
weird.
Life.
They're so obsessive.
They really are.
Stuff. But no, so the hermit crabs, they don't have a shell. They find shells and they inhabit the shells, but then they keep growing. And at a certain point, the shell's too small for them. So they need a new shell. And this article points out, the crazy thing that blew my mind, is if a hermit crab is wandering around the beach and finds a shell. He checks the shell out and he goes, okay, it's the wrong size for me. I'm going to hang out here and wait for other hermit crabs to swing by and we'll figure out who fits the shell right. And what happens is all the hermit crabs congregate and then they literally line up in a perfectly organized line based on size from smallest to largest. And they all try out the shell. And if somebody finds that the shell fits them, they all trade houses and like hand me down clothes, the shells back to each other.
Tell me animals aren't fucking smart.
Right?
Tell me animals aren't smart and social and wonderful all the way down the line.
Have you ever tried to get in a line based on height in school or like for a picture or something?
No.
No one knows how to do that.
I refuse to get in a line based on height because I was always the short kid.
Oh.
So no. Because I'm smarter than a crab. And I know that if we get in line based on height, I'm going to lose every time.
That's true. Well, so does the last crab, by the way. He loses.
We get in line alphabetical by first name unless there's an Aaron or an Andrew.
Yeah.
And then we get in line by who kicks who in the shins. That's how elementary school, those are the systems that I found fair in elementary school.
Well, it's a very difficult thing to line up according to height, and the hermit crabs.
Well, it requires some reasoning, right?
Yes!
It requires some spatial skills, and like, you've got to be able to be like, oh, okay. And then it requires social intelligence and a certain amount of communication because it's like, we all agree
yes.
that we're getting in line based on height. We agree to that. There's no crab pushing his way up to the front.
Yeah. There's no dick crab trying to get to the front of the line and skip things and be like, oh, no, my flight takes off a little earlier. I really have to get, I'm late for my flight. No, we're all fucking late
all
for
late.
Our flights.
It's assigned seating, Crab.
Yeah.
Oh, but listen, I've got double star diamond platinum. Like, I'm just going to hang out up here.
No.
I'm just going to hang out up here because we got to get on the, like, I just got to get on the plane.
I woke up.
I brought a bag.
I left my shell 2 hours early to get here, to get in line before you. You can't just roll out of the shell.
We're just going to, like, get up. It's like, and there's just, like, one crab that's just sitting with, like, headphones in. And, like, scrolling through his phone that's just like, literally everybody has a seat. Literally everyone has a seat. What is it? What does it matter?
I got up and rolled out of shell 2 hours early to get down here to stand in line. I'm taking my carry-on, and I'm getting on the plane.
I was born under a waxing moon. What does any of this matter when the seats are assigned? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you've done or what you've been through. You're 36F no matter what. Sit the fuck down, other crabs. I'm not talking about crabs anymore. We're talking about people. We're talking about people at the airport who can't even get in line. Human beings. We are so intelligent we run this shit. I have never seen an orderly fucking line in my life.
Yeah, but...
Never.
I was still thinking about a tiny, adorable crab-sized airplane.
Sure.
That might fit.
Now that you put it in my head, that's probably all I'm going to think about.
Right.
What I love about this is, number one, obviously, like we were just saying, it's amazing that they can do this.
Right.
Number two, think about all that they are doing, the dangers they are putting themselves in order to do this.
Yeah.
That's the big thing is, okay, there are 10 crabs without shells.
Right.
One crab is in a shell. That shell does not fit him. Hey, man, we all came by to see what's up with that shell. Cool. Let's all try it out. Oh, are we all baking and about to explode in the sun? Not a problem. There's still time for an orderly, systematic line. I know we are literally racing death.
Yeah.
All
we're going to do this in an orderly fashion because we're civilized.
One crab does not ask the other crabs to show up in shells already.
No. That's what they do. They show up in shells already.
Oh, they show up in shells already?
And then they all trade shells. Like, a guy's
I'm not as impressed.
He goes, I'm getting out of my shell. And I'm going to hand it down to the smaller guy.
Oh, no.
It's
you
a
made
trading.
This,
it's
you
a,
made this sound like a beautiful system.
It
with
is
the have,
a beautiful system.
The haves and the have-nots and whatever. This is just the 1% trading resources among themselves, Jeff Cannata.
No, it's...
These are just the shells versus the no-shells. And if you don't have a shell, you're not invited to the line
well,
party.
The no-shells are dead already.
No, they're not. They're trying to find shells. And they're racing the fucking clock.
Well, the no-shells will get into some ill-fitting shell just to fucking survive.
Yeah, if they can find one. Maybe 10 feet away is a crab in a shell that fits me perfect and I got no shell. This crab's barely fitting in this shell. This shell
That's
is
what
like,
they do. Then they trade.
This
they
shell
give each
is
other
like a
the
party.
Shell.
No, Jeff. No, they don't.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, you're not listening to me. In my situation, crab number one has no shell.
Right.
Crab number two has a shell that fits him like a goddamn party hat. And the no-shell crab would fit perfectly into that party hat. But the first shell is like, yo, if you want to line up, bring a shell to the trade party.
I think
what
that's
are you talking about? You're going to die. We're both going to die. That shell fits you like a fucking hat. Let me live. No. I will live for 3 minutes longer than you, shitbag.
You are
bring a shell to the line if you want to play today.
You're adding a nefarious element.
I'm not adding a nefarious element. This is exactly what you said. You said all the crabs that have shells line up and try
they
on each other's
shells.
They
all have
shells,
but
no, they don't.
One is outgrowing.
Are they
shell.
Born? Are they born in a shell?
No.
Then they don't all have shells, Jeff. Clearly, there is some portion of their lives where they have no shells. And you said yourself that shells are scarce.
Shells are scarce, so they
okay,
find
so
a new shell.
Okay, so they can't all have shells from go.
They'll die if they don't.
I know, and yet these crabs that already have shells refuse to trade with the crabs that don't.
They trade! That's the whole point!
No,
is
they
trade
with
trade.
Other crabs that have shells. That's what you said.
They find a new shell, and they figure out who fits in that shell, and
Jeff,
then everybody
are you
trades
not
accordingly.
Take it down a notch. Are you not seeing the hole in your logic?
There's a hole in the shell, potentially.
There's a hole in the population that does not have shells. Clearly, if they're not born in shells,
right?
Then no, they're born without a shell.
This article is about a guy who's in a shell, who's outgrowing his shell. He's in a tiny shell.
Cool.
He's outgrowing
cool.
it.
That's a great article. I'm talking about reading between the lines of the article, Jeff. I'm talking about not sucking on the teat of big crab media and believing that everything in this country is fine for every crab. I'm talking about crab inequality. I'm talking about scarcity of resources. I'm talking about the hoarding of wealth by a small percentage of the crab population.
That's the opposite of what they're doing. They're being socialist. They're giving shells. I no longer need my shell. Take my shell. Let's line up. Let's all figure out whose shell fits whom.
Check your fucking privilege, bro. You're assuming all crabs automatically have shells.
Well, if they don't, they'll die.
Why aren't we thinking more about the crabs that don't have shells instead of congratulating the crabs that already do?
And this was a parable to teach you all about humans. Did you learn something, everybody?
I wonder if you learned something. You're trying to get out of this.
I'm not trying to get out of it. I'm trying to learn you something.
No, I know what you're saying.
We don't know the beginning of the story. We don't know how they got the shells in the first place.
Exactly.
But when they find a new shell, they share it. They give it to whom it's most best equipped. To each his own. And I don't need a big shell. I can live fine in this tiny little shell.
Yeah.
But when I outgrow my shell, when my family gets larger, and I've been eating more
food.
Sure,
and everybody in the capital in District 1 is totally happy, Jeff. But not everybody's born in the capital or District 1.
There's a line, and they give it's handing
down
shells.
No, there's a line of crabs that already have things. What about the hordes of crabs that don't already have, Jeff?
How do we know that there are hordes of crabs?
We
would die.
We
would be dead.
We wouldn't if we followed Big Crab Media. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Sure, but let's imagine we live in a fucking candy-coated utopia, Jeff, where every crab has a shell. They just happen to be born.
They have to find a shell in order to live long enough to find a new shell.
I know, Jeff. And I'm talking about the ones that can't.
Do you see that the people, the ones that live longer get bigger and they need bigger shells.
Sure.
And so they literally hand down their older shells so that the young ones that are just needing a shell get a smaller shell.
Great.
That's what they do.
That's awesome.
They use resources more efficiently by being cooperative.
Jeff, let me tell you about the housing problem in San Francisco right now.
Yes.
It's a huge population. Coming into San Francisco right now, Jeff.
Yeah, and if they all behaved a little bit more
crabs,
like hermit crabs.
Predominantly. It's predominantly crabs coming into San Francisco.
No, I know that. They go in, you can eat them,
San
they're
Francisco
delicious right on the...
is built on a 7x7 mile grid, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's only so much you can build in San Francisco.
Yeah.
A lot of San Francisco is a historical landmark buildings, right? We're running out of apartments. There are no places for people to live. The values of apartments are going up. People are having to leave the city.
Right.
How many shells are there on the beach? You just said that shells are a scarcity.
Right.
Well, now the
how many crabs are there?
The crabs are living now in sourdough bowls is how they live now.
The crabs are living. What they do is they live a 45 to hour and a half commute from the beach.
Yeah. To Pier 39
in a underground.
Yeah.
That's fine, Jeff. I mean, you know, if you want to talk about this like a fairy tale world, we'll talk about the haves and we'll forget about the have-nots. Sure, it's beautiful that when people don't need or want for anything that they can trade and line up in a beautiful line.
They're literally handing down the things that they no longer need. These crabs, it's a beautiful expression of how a socialistic society can work. I no longer need something, I'm bequeathing it to those who do. That's what's happening in the crab world. That's why I thought this
That's
was a beautiful story.
That's what's happening in part of the crab world, Jeff. So how do when hermit? This is a serious question. When hermit crabs reproduce, do they look for a shell-heavy area to reproduce?
I don't know.
Like when a crab is about to go into labor, does it go into labor in an area? And it's like I have to go into labor in a place that has 37 shells. How many babies do hermit crabs have?
I don't know.
130. Are they like, is it like when you step on a spider egg and like 1,000 spiders come out?
Which, by the way, don't do that.
Have you ever done that?
No, but that sounds awful. I've seen YouTube videos of people doing that.
Ooh, buddy, I did it once when I was a kid. No. Oh, we had an unfinished basement because we lived in New York and that's what everybody had.
Right.
So you have a basement that was like, it started off as like a storm cellar or whatever.
Right.
And then your dad goes, I'm a cool dad, and I know how to build things. I'm a man, and I'll make this into a cool area for dads.
Uh-huh.
And what your dad does is he reads a couple of books from Time Life, and he like watches. He probably goes on the internet now, watches some YouTube videos, and then gets some tools and some lumber and builds like the first 8 support frames, and puts like the first light switch in.
And then decides...
And then gives up and decides he's going to brew beer at home instead.
Right. And then we all decide that unfinished basement is a cool thing.
Is a thing. And then kids go down into it, even though it's like, God, don't play around in the basement. And it's like, of course I'm going to play around in the creepy fucking basement. All it is a giant concrete floor that I can roller skate in or play, you know, or just do whatever. Like, I'm super going down in the unfinished basement. So we would do that. And, like, it was just constantly full of spider webs.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Right.
Shit was just, like, all the creepy crawlies were living in the unfinished basement, because unfinished basements aren't real.
Right.
It was a hole. It was a concrete hole.
Into the ground where spiders hang out.
Yeah, and my buddy David would, like, know what a big spider egg looked like, and he would crack them open on purpose.
Oh.
And so we would go down and go hunting for, like, spider eggs and crack them open and watch, like, hundreds of thousands of spiders, like,
you're literally unleashing spiders into your home.
Yeah.
Look how fun this is. Let's crack them open and unleash them.
And, you know, one of them was probably going to unleash the Dark Lord of Spiders or something. Like, we were clearly asking to be cursed.
Yeah.
But I will tell you what, it creeped me out every time, and David was just, like, a year older, and I thought the world of him. You know, he was one of those kids.
Yeah.
And so
He knew how to crack a spider
egg. He owned a pocket knife, which I thought was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, I just let him keep doing it, even though it creeped me the fuck out every time.
Hmm.
So he would, like, be like, oh, cool, I found one. I'd be like, that might not be one. I don't think we need to do it. Let's just keep looking. Let's just keep playing with the He-Man figures or whatever. Like, we don't need all
4,000 spiders pop out.
And then you pop it and spiders pop out, and I just always jump back and be like, ah!
Yeah.
He'd just think it was hilarious. Is that how crabs give birth?
Pretty much.
Are you sure?
No idea. This doesn't cover that, because all we're talking about is the beautiful organizational hierarchy of handing down perfectly sized shells.
Hello, New York Times. Uh-huh. Can you just send the society page? I don't want to know anything about what's going on except for, like, the really beautiful lucky people. Can I just know about that? That seems to be happy news. Can I get that news? And then you can just take the rest of the paper and, I don't know, what do you do with papers? Burn them? I don't care. I don't care about how we get rid of papers.
Uh-huh. All right.
Now, it is amazing.
Yeah.
I will say the fact that...
Yeah, it's fucking amazing and beautiful, and I watched a video of them doing it, and I couldn't believe it, and I was like, Anthony's gonna love this. And then Anthony turns it into this story about the fucking crab holocaust, and I don't understand.
Whoa.
I don't understand.
Nobody said crab holocaust.
I just did.
Take it down a bit. Let's ratchet it down a bit
you
there.
You said they're taking the crabs, they're putting them in trains.
You are too...
And they're training them all the way to crab...
Don't say it. Don't say it. We will not. We have never invoked Godwin's law on this show, and we will never invoke Godwin's law on this show. We're going to end it right here. Part of this story is very lovely. But if you feel like part of the story is missing, as I do, perhaps you could tweet to us and let us know. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag that crabspiracy. By the way, did you know two things? Number one, Jeff will be having a child at some point.
Yeah, and it's going to be a lot like breaking open a spider egg, is my understanding.
I feel like that's exactly how it goes.
Yeah.
When Jeff has this baby, we will be we'll be taking down the number of episodes we do per week, and potentially temporarily, just for the next 22 years until the kid gets out of college. Just for a few weeks, and then, you know, we will potentially be bringing in some guest hosts as well. Do not be afraid. Do not be scared.
I'm terrified.
Only Jeff should be scared.
I am.
Because his life is about to change and or be over.
Right.
But for the rest of you, nothing will change. Number two, youtube.com/wehaveconcernshow. Video versions of episodes.
Nice.
Can you believe that shit?
If not,
just go to the link that I just said and you'll believe it. It's all there.
All the evidence is on YouTube.